Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Trackless Podcast Show. I'm Darren Jenkins.
And I'm Chris Saunders.
And on today's very special episode, our wrap episode, time for us to kind of take stock in all the good, creamy goodness that we produced over... Don't make that face.
Creamy good. I don't know, man. You could have chosen many other phrases, but I could continue.
Anyway, we're basically, you know, wrapping up the season. We thought it would be a great idea for us to jump on here and share with you our thoughts on, you know, the season past and the season that's coming up. I mean, this is a big season for us, obviously, since this is we'll be ending this season on the 100th episode, which is obviously in podcasting is. That's a pretty big deal. So,
never thought we'd be here, man.
Actually, that's not funny. I mean, because remember back in the day when we were recording the show in the public spaces of New York City?
Yeah, we apologize, and not even in advance. In hindsight, we apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for that those who stuck around.
Yeah, thank you so much for sticking around and being patient with us until we figured it out. And posthumously, we'll thank Anchor for bridging that gap for us when we were in their studio, and now we're here, man. It's going to be 2024 coming up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff big that, you know, happened this year, and this was a good season. I mean,
I'm just looking back on it. We kicked off this season with, this year with Thor Ragnarok, which I was very excited to do because I love that movie. It's not a huge soundtrack, but the way they used the music was amazing. Yeah. And, you know, we've done recent hits like Top Gun Maverick. We've gone back to Boomerang, My Best Friend's Wedding, which was a fun one.
Yeah.
Labyrinth, The Doors, Super Mario Brothers from this year again. We've just been all over the place with comedies, dramas, documentaries, sci-fi. Singing in the Rain is another one I really wanted to do. For a long time now.
We finally got that out of the way.
Yep. And then before we started going into our top, kind of our last 10 to 100, we did a nice in memoriam for Matthew Perry, Fools Rush In. We've run the gamut. And
that was our first bonus episode, by the way, for a lot of people. So
some firsts this year. Mentioning Matthew Perry, I was just kind of looking back on this year. And, I mean, we know about, you know, Richard Roundtree passing away, Lance Reddick. I can't remember who else. I guess
Tina Turner.
Yeah, I mean, I was going through, you know, film and TV, but I guess, yeah, she is. She was in a...
Well, we did Tina, so it counts for us.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch of people, like Richard Belzer from Law & Order. But then, like, I apologize. I did not realize Suzanne Summers passed away this year.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Sizemore.
Yep.
Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. She played Shirley in Laverne and Shirley. I mean, Michael Lerner, Treat Williams, Alan Arkin.
And we just lost Ryan O'Neal literally, last week, days ago.
See, that's another one. Yeah. Lisa Loring, who played the original.
Andre Brower. I mean, such a legend, man. I mean, you know, it was a lot of people, man. There was way too many people. Ray Stevenson from...
I just noticed was Michael Gambon or Gambit. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he was the second Dumbledore. He became the second Dumbledore because the first one passed away, Richard Harris. He passed away this year too. So, like just so many folks. So just like
Harry Belafonte.
Yeah. We can get into music artists as well.
Yeah.
Harry Belafonte. I was just thinking about that the other day or yesterday. I don't know why I was thinking about people post on Facebook about their favorite concerts ever. And I never thought about this one, but I went to the Jamaican Independence Day gala in Jamaica, the 50 year anniversary. And he performed there. Harry Belafonte performed there with Rita Marley, like the Fab Five, a bunch of other artists. I completed it. That's probably my favorite concert of all time. But
oh,
rest.
Well, I mean, yeah, we lost a lot of people. You know, that's, I mean, when we do this, you know, so we do this podcast in fun, right? Because we both love music. We both love movies, and it's all, you know, we invite awesome guests to come on and share, you know, their thoughts on stuff. But to be honest with me, I think of it more like we're paying tribute to a lot of these actors, especially like, you know, we both have like this love of like the little things in film. You know, we always talk about the nuances, and I find a lot of the filmmakers of the actors that we feature through this podcast are just so good at their craft. You know what I mean? And so for me, it's like, I think this podcast is also very much a tribute to a lot of these actors who don't necessarily get Oscars and Grammy, Emmys and stuff. But time and time again, they're on the screen and they're just crushing. Just, you know, not everybody's going to be Denzel Washington. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that they're not great actors in their own rights. So,
yeah. I mean, listen, these awards are for the most part subjective. So,
Should we have our own award show? Should we?
Maybe. I mean, I feel like I have some questions for you today that are kind of in that vein. So we might be doing that right now with the movies we've done this last season, or at least in this last year. Speaking of which, what was your favorite movie to cover this year?
That's a good one. You know what? I actually, probably Top Gun Maverick.
Really?
Yeah. And the reason why is because, so on the guest for that show was Celia Au, and she's an actress who, if you haven't seen her, you better catch up, because she's blowing up right now. I like when she's on the show because she has a way, like she has a way of keeping us on track as far, because we tend to ramble on some stuff. Oh, and I think she keeps us in check. Oh, whatever. I like when she's on the show because she keeps us like honest about, like, because she's such a nice person, and how she reviews things is very thoughtful. You know what I mean? So,
well, I see. Does that answer? I had a question about favorite movie to cover, and then favorite episode. So that might be the favorite episode.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's different. Oh.
Yeah, I'm throwing a few things at you.
Oh, so okay. So if that's the case, then my favorite movie to do was You People.
You People. All right.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Why is that?
Because that's like besides Dolomite, right? Mm-hmm. The one we did earlier. This was like, I mean, we don't see Eddie Murphy very often on screen. So to see him to me is, yes, I know. I'm so excited about, but yeah, I mean, because now seeing him on screen is such an event. Yeah. I appreciated the fact that he was in that movie. Was it the best movie? No, but because he was in it, that's going to be my favorite.
Man, yo, so this was actually a really great season for me, because I have like a three-way tie here.
Oh, good. I know what they are, too.
Wait. I mentioned Thor Ragnarok. That's probably one of my favorite Marvel films.
Mm-hmm.
But we did a couple that I've been dying to do for a while, and they're actually older films, surprisingly. Singing in the Rain and Casablanca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vastly different films. One is sci-fi adventure. One is, I don't know, almost film noir, historic, and the other one's a musical. So,
right.
But yeah, I don't think I could choose between those three.
Yeah, if someone asked me which three were going to be yours, I'm pretty sure I would have picked those three out, especially the last two. The last two for sure, 100%. Thor Ragnarok. Okay, I get it, because you have that. tie in to Flash Gordon that you really, I think, enjoy. So
which we did last year. Who are? I feel like you have a better handle on this. Who are our guests this year? You mentioned Celia.
So we had, we have a document that we kind of use to manage the show, and I'm updating some stuff so I'm going and listening to all the shows to track the ratings for all of us, for all the guests and you and me and the guests. So this season, Celia was on the show. Mike Ross was on for Boomerang. Amanda was on for My Best Friend's Wedding. I'm missing somebody though too. I think
the internship was here.
Labyrinth, maybe. The internship is that Brandon. Mm-hmm. Emiko was on Singing in the Rain, which that was actually a good episode as well. So you must have been you must have been so happy that we were able to do that one. So you know,
again, like I mean, I think you know, favorite films were the ones I listed. Favorite episode to do.
Yep.
It might have been Casablanca, man. I just like that. I will never tell you my number one favorite movie of all time. I think it's a ridiculous statement to make. I think there's just too many great films.
Yeah.
But that is that's up there for me. And to finally be able to do that one, that might have been my favorite. That's one of our more recent ones. That's in our top 10 leading to 100. So there's a reason.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I get that.
All right, should we rank our guests?
Oh, and that'll be the last episode of the.
At least we'll have one guest coming back for the rest of the.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious right now. Like Devin is our soup du jour. She's the queen.
We won't use the word best. We'll use the most appearances is Devin Lever.
Yeah. She's been on. I thought so. It's funny. As I'm listening to all the podcasts, there are three or four times during the show where we point out to the guests that they've been on the show more than once. I think Mike Ross is one. Devin is the other. And Amanda Cross, I think.
Carrie. I know Carrie's been on.
Carrie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Devin has outpaced them all. I think she's been on four times already.
All right. So she's going on hiatus.
Yeah. So sorry, Devin, if you want to be back on the show, I know you're gonna have to do something special. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. Cut an album, win a Grammy. I don't know.
I mean, she's got some stuff in, some film award shows. So, keep an eye out.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish this was to be honest, I wish this was a podcast where we were doing a rap on the entire all of our seasons. Because
so you want to just end the podcast now? That's what you're saying?
No, but I mean, take stock, in the success that we've done. Because like you said, 100 episodes is nothing to sneeze at. Mm-hmm. And
having to talk to you this many times, oh my god!
It's anyway. Well, I solved that problem when you had to miss the episode Kill Bill, and we had Lincoln come in
I needed a vacation.
Yeah, okay, I bet you did.
Personal time.
Whatever.
Self-care, man, self-care.
Whatever.
Okay, so here's the next question is, what was your favorite track list to talk about?
Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. This season, right? Oh, well, that's a hard one. I hate saying this. Probably Singing in the Rain.
Probably Singing in the Rain. That? What's wrong with Singing in the Rain? Here's the other thing. We've been looking at the AFI Top 100 Movies list. They have a top songs in movies list as well. And Singing in the Rain, three songs in that list, just so you know.
Oh, really?
But that still wouldn't be my pick. I think, man, it's not Ragnarok. I don't know. Free Guy is pretty good, but it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Watchmen. Probably Stand By Me. I'm going to go with Stand By Me.
Stan, really? Over Singing in the Rain?
Yes.
I would have never guessed you'd say that. That's blasphemous.
Well,
seriously.
I guess I need to, I'll be going down instead of up when I die. Okay, thank you.
Hey, I don't know. I mean,
oddly enough, I think I didn't know how in detail we wanted to get with this. Like, favorite direction was kind of on my list too.
That would be tough to do. Well,
it is, because I looked at the list of movies and there's just a lot that are, I mean, and they're all very different movies as well, right? So it's
right.
Honestly, Stand By Me is in my list.
Hmm.
Got to go with Singing in the Rain just because of the dance sequences.
Yeah.
But like, you look at a movie like Watchmen, which is just, I don't know, just, I feel like there's so many levels to that movie that it'd be hard to. And then if you have like Amy, there's no really direction in Amy. So,
which, by the way, I just learned this morning that another documentary is coming out for her, Back in Black. It's coming out soon. I was like, wait, what? Like,
but I mean, someone told me, was it you who said there's another Bob Marley documentary? Oh, no, a movie's coming
movie.
Out.
Movie. It's actually, I just saw the trailer for it again. That's coming out soon on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for me. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to do Bob Marley justice in my eyes. So I'm going to be one of those people. Do we want to like think about a few things, you know, now we've looked kind of back a little bit and looking forward to next year and the following season. I know there's a bunch of movies coming out next year that might be interesting. And there's a bunch of episodes we have on our list that we already want to do.
Yep. Yeah. There's one in particular for me.
As we lead up to 100, we've been talking about La Bamba. We were supposed to be recording that soon. We want to do Barbie. Everything Everywhere Barbie. All at Once.
Yep.
And Shaft. I think by the time this comes out, Wizard of Oz will be live.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So we've got those just in our lead up to 100. But there's other stuff on our list that we have yet to do.
There's a ton of stuff, and I think there's
what is the one you really want to do? Like, what's your number one movie that like you want to get?
Oh, Lost in Translation. Without a doubt.
Is that on our list?
I don't know. Is it?
It's not on our list.
Yeah, I don't know why this is not on our list, but it should be on our list for sure.
I blame you.
Yeah, that's a good job.
So I actually have never seen that.
You've never seen that.
Does that have a good soundtrack?
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. It's kind of like a mix between like contemporary music. There's some jazz on it. There's some Japanese like jazz on there. It's a very mixed soundtrack, but it's pretty good.
I'm ready for a bunch of stuff. I'm just kind of like what? You know what? The more movies we watch, the more stuff I haven't seen, the more music I discover. So, I don't have anything like super specific. We've talked about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
New one that just came out?
No. Original.
Oh, okay.
I'll mess with that. Empire Records.
Oh yeah, I want to see that again.
You mentioned Easy Rider.
So
I don't know if it was you that mentioned Coco. So it's a Disney Pixar film. In fact,
I can't believe we didn't do Coco yet. That's so weird.
Well, you know, I'll do essentially anything Disney with a soundtrack, because we've done, like, Lion King is live now. We did that one. By the way, that's a good segue into what I saw coming out next year, which is Mufasa, the Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll see. Despicable Me 4. We did 3. So that's that might be an opportunity to do another another one.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I'm just ready. You mentioned The Wedding Singer. I've said Lean On Me. You said Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I'm excited just we have all these things we want to do and just kind of digging in, man.
Yeah. So I think this is a great moment for us to go, hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you would like to be on the show and you either A, want to do a film that we haven't done yet, or B, have a suggestion for us to do something, drop us a line on social media, man. And we'd love to have you on. So,
if any of the movies we just mentioned are of interest to you, reach out.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. So, as of this weekend, this will be out at the time you listen to this podcast. I will put a list of movies that we have not done yet on our Facebook page. So you can go there and look and just, if it's not on there, or if you can suggest it, if it is on there, you can ask to be on the show. How do you like that?
You're like, I don't like it because you should have done that like 2 years ago.
Screw you.
So are there any films you know about coming out next year that you think will be
interesting? The one that we didn't talk about much, but the one we just mentioned, which is Beverly Hills Cop. That's probably going to have a good soundtrack to it.
I'm just laughing. It's not even movies we want to do for the podcast, but I'm just like, I'm seeing Twisters is coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know what this Mean Girls thing is. It just says Mean Girls. It doesn't say it's, I don't know if it's a remake. It looks like, is it Tina Fey in there?
Yeah, she's producing it. It's based on her Broadway show.
But was the Broadway show based on the movie that came out before?
Yeah.
So, all right. Inside Out 2. I don't know if there was a soundtrack to the original, but I like the original.
Right.
So there's stuff, man.
Yeah, we're going to have a ton of stuff to watch.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that so our list of films is pretty long right now, and we're going to just be adding to those. So, we're going to have to make some hard choices. Bad Boys 4 is coming out.
Martin Lawrence, I'm sorry, Martin, but Martin Lawrence has already been on the hefty side for the last one. I don't know if it's a good idea to do another one.
I don't know.
Sonic 3, you said Bad
Furiosa is coming out too.
I don't even know what that is, man.
Oh, the Mad Max saga with Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Okay.
So that might actually be, well, I don't know. I mean, it might not be qualified for us to do it, because it might be like a score instead of a soundtrack, but we'll see, I guess.
Oh, well, Bob Marley, One Love is 2024, so.
Yeah. Oof. In the second part.
I'm looking at the screenshot, and I'm just not getting a good feeling, but I'm going to try.
About what? About the Bob Marley movie?
Yeah.
Kingsley Ben-Adir is playing the role. So, I don't know. He's a good actor, dude. He's a very good actor.
Honestly, at some point, it's just like certain people being a good actor is just not enough. Blade, we never did the original Blade. That has a lot of like house music.
Yeah.
You should probably do the original Blade and then the new one that comes out. That's actually 2025, it looks like, but.
Yeah, that would be interesting to do.
Although I did have one more question.
Yeah,
which I don't. From this past season, what was your favorite performance by an actor?
Oh, come on, man.
I got the answer. You should have been ready.
My favorite performance by an actor. Probably it's one of two people. Either Judd Nelson in The Breakfast Club. Because he played a really good asshole.
Well, he also played someone that was like over 10 years younger than him. So he must win the award.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, right? And then, Paul Newman in the Color of Money.
How about, I'm just going to throw this at you.
Oh boy.
Val Kilmer in The Doors.
I considered that. I wish I knew what I rated this movie, but I don't know. I mean, he was good. He was good. But it's kind of like what you just said about the dude from that's playing Bob Marley, is that sometimes being a good actor is just not good enough.
Well, I think there was a couple things. I mean, I gave the movie a 6.
Oh, you gave it a 6.
It was more the movie. It was more just because.
Liked him.
It was focusing on that drug addiction and like his behavior and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think we both said when we did the film that his performance carried it. So that's why. Probably my pick for that one. But
so then I have a question for you then. Mm-hmm. Which performance do you think was better? Him as Jim Morrison or him as Iceman in Top Gun Maverick?
I mean, I thought well, first of all, he didn't show up that much in Maverick, but he's also got his fucking, it's such an emotional scene, dude. Like the guy has cancer and like in the film, he has cancer. It's a very emotional scene. It's kind of hard to kind of, I don't know if he's acting in that scene. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
but he was
I'm going to abstain from answering that. I thought you were going to ask who do you think is better, Val Kilmer as in The Doors or Amy Winehouse in Amy?
Oh, come on. I mean, it's not even fair because she wasn't acting. It was just her being her. So, I don't know.
That's why it's a joke. Anyway.
Hey, good question for you. I got a question, though. So at the end of each episode, we ask our guests a few questions. And one of the questions we ask is, well, historically, we've asked, could Tom Hanks be in this movie? And if so, would he make it better? And then we evolved and added on Will Smith to that, Michelle Yeoh. Mm-hmm. Who do you think will be our next added actor from 2020?
You know what? I was going to say this because I've kind of gravitated towards looking at trivia to develop these questions, like who was considered for the roles.
Yeah.
But the first thing that popped in my head was Florence Pugh.
Yeah, you like her, don't you?
I haven't seen like a ton of stuff. I've seen 3 or 4 films with her in it. And every time I love her performances and they're drastically different. So that's going to be my vote.
Interesting. Have you seen her in Don't Worry, Darling?
I haven't. I don't know why I'm avoiding that movie.
I can tell you why you're avoiding the movie because it's not good.
Yeah. But like, man, what?
But she's actually pretty good in it. I will give her that. She was good in Oppenheimer too, but you don't see her much.
I haven't seen that either. I didn't realize she was in it. She's in. I mean, Black Widow, obviously.
Yep.
There was a horror film I saw her in that I really liked.
Oh my God! Don't tell me that movie is. That's the movie you should be mentioning first. Midsommar.
No, not that one. It was a different one. Midsommar. Oh. I didn't even see Anna saw it, and she was just like, "This shit is so fucking weird." And I was, I don't.
It's the most disturbing movie I've ever seen. Seriously,
The one I saw was Malevolent. It's from Malevolent, 2018.
Right? Yeah.
What else? I can't even find the other movie I've seen her in, but yeah. So I mean,
and she's just in Dune, so coming up, 2024 she'll be in Dune. So there's that.
But yep, I'm a fan. What else has she been in?
Wow. She's been on a bunch of stuff, like she's even been on TV stuff. So,
wait, so do you have an answer for that one?
I think it's going to be Eddie Murphy, because I think he has a bunch of things coming out, and his name will be in a bunch of people's mouths, and we'll start.
You're gonna watch this Christmas one that's coming out.
I am. I'm actually going to watch it because it's Eddie Murphy, but also because. I mean, I want to see if it had a good soundtrack. So,
mm-hmm.
You know
what's funny? This guy is 62 years old. I don't know why I feel like he should be older.
Because he's been around for like ever. Crazy. I mean, he was performing on stand up when he was 16, 18 years old.
Yeah.
He was on Saturday Night Live as of his 19th birthday. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, he's done more with those years than either one of us have done, and that's you know. But so that's why I'm like, I can see him in like put us dropping him into different movies. So
well, that's the other thing is, wait, did we do Nutty Professor?
No, we should didn't
do that. See, that's the other thing is, I don't think we've done him justice. Like I know we've had Beverly Hills Cop on our list, Coming to America. If we haven't done the Nutty Professor, Touch Me, Tease Me would be like one of my favorite jams.
Well, we've done a bunch. We've done Boomerang. We've done People and Dolomite.
That's why that's the answer, because
yeah,
we have done a few Harlem Nights, but like
Harlem Nights,
Coming to America, Beverly Hills Cop. When the fourth one comes out, that one too. Nutty Professor, Trading Places.
We didn't do Trading Places. How crazy is that?
I don't know.
That is insane. That has a soundtrack.
So.
All right. So then the list. So, you know, see, this is what this episode is for, right? As we're fleshing out 2024, we now know that
it's the year
Eddie Murphy needs. It's got to be the year of Eddie Murphy. See, I'm prophetic, right? There you go. So.
Great.
You know who else should be on that? Who else should be? One of those questions, Anthony Hopkins. Because I feel like he's done so many good films and then.
No, Anthony Hopkins is one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, so is Mel Gibson. So I don't know what that says about me or Anthony Hopkins, but.
Yeah.
Like Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, we haven't asked that question about. Those are my like Mount Rushmore of actors.
So is this a new podcast that we're doing where we reverse it and we do the actors and films that they could have like and speculate on films that they could have been in and would they have made them better?
I feel like that's going to take too much brain power for me. So you can start that with somebody else if you want.
I got enough podcasts. I'm good.
All right. So what's happening for the rest of the year for you, man?
2023, for the rest of 2023, I'm all about. So you probably saw on LinkedIn, I posted up the certificate I got from the YouTube thing I'm doing. I'm all in on studying YouTube and YouTube Shorts because I'm gonna come strong with mine in January.
Awesome.
So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be. MIA for the next couple of weeks, but we have some episodes coming out, so looking forward to those. This wrap up will be out right as we get into the new year.
Yeah,
and we already have stuff that's kind of going to be ready to go for early next year. Once 2024 hits, man, we back in stride. I'm ready to pick back up with this, and of course our 007. Podcast where we have a bunch of other things that we're trying to get out as well. So
yeah
keep rolling
keep rolling. I'm start on our next 100, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's going to be crazy. And again, we want to get some new, we love all our guests. Our guests are awesome, obviously. We want to spread the wealth. So we're looking for some fresh faces and new names and some fresh opinions. And one other thing we mentioned too was we would love to do some indie films that have good soundtracks as well. You know, so if you're a filmmaker and that has a feature or that might have a really good soundtrack to it, or you think it has one, you could send it. You can send us, as long as we can watch the film. You have to send us a link so we can watch the film. But, doing some indie films would be kind of cool once in a while as well.
Yeah. I mean, we just, reach out to us, let us know. You can contact us on Instagram at Tracklist Podcast. Yep. Message us there. And that goes for everybody. Where you have a film you want us to review, if you want to be a guest on the show, or you have a suggestion for a film to do, reach out to us.
If you want to give us some free swag.
Sure. We'll take swag. We'll wear it on the show.
If Red Stripe wants to give us some beer, we will drink it while we're doing the show.
I'm not arguing with that. I'll absolutely drink some Red Stripe while we're on the show. And not just the Tracklist, IG, follow Darren at the Darren Jenkins, follow me at Chris_Saunders_music. We're always pushing out that content, asking some questions of our, listeners. We're looking forward to, again, the next 100 and keep on, throwing out some new movies out there for you.
Yep. Cool. Well, then, since this will air as of the New Year's, Happy New Year's to everyone. Hope you had a great Christmas. Happy New Year. And let's get it done, people. Let's make it happen, Cap'n. Yes, until our next episode, I am Darren Jenkins.
I'm Chris Saunders.
And this was The Tracklist. Peace, everyone.
That was our best one. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Bye, everyone.